7 o'clock, we're going to join with our Hispanic sisters, and we're going to have a women's night. And Damaris, our Spanish pastor's wife, and myself are going to be speaking on Esther. And for such a time as this, the spirit of Esther, for such a time as this, ladies, please come out. There's going to be refreshments, and we're going to have a good time. Whenever we're with the Spanish ladies, there's always a good time. They're full of life, and so are we. Amen? Amen. Amen. So, you know, before I share this with you, during this song, when we would mention the word desperate, I am desperate for you. When I said that at one point inside myself to the Lord, I saw myself in a room, and the room was very, very dark and very empty. And I was like, there was no one around, and I was like, my soul was hurting, and it was black. I couldn't even see where to go. And then I felt the Lord was saying to me, this is the lost. This is the lost out there. They're like living in darkness. They are living in darkness. And they can buy things, or they could try to make themselves happy, but deep down inside, they are not happy, and there's darkness inside. And how we have to have a heart for those that are lost. Amen? Amen. And I pray, Father, that you would give us such wisdom and boldness. Wisdom and boldness. And Father, that we would have a burning heart for people that are lost. They're all around us, God. That we would really begin, that you would put a spirit of even travailing on us. That we would begin like never before, so deep, Lord God, in prayer for the lost. And that you would give us an anointing, Lord God, and that you would open doors for us, for you, for them, in Jesus' name. Amen. So when I got with the Lord and was going to prepare a word for today, like I normally do, I'll pray and I'll ask God what's on his heart, and I'll wait before the Lord, and you know, I usually feel something and I go with that and ask the Holy Spirit. So when I was alone with the Lord, I started to pray to God about speaking today. And this never happened to me before, but he started to download and speak. And it wasn't anything I was prepared for or even thinking about. And he spoke and spoke and spoke. So I got my phone and I put it on microphone, and I was, you know, as he was downloading Spirit of God into me, I would be speaking and downloading, and I would be speaking. So I'm just going to share that with us this morning. And it was a long time, and it was him. You know, when you feel God, this is God. So I want to talk about mothers, and I want to talk about Jesus's mother, how she knew with the Spirit of God who overshadowed her, she knew that God's Son, Jesus Christ, was inside of her womb. She knew one day she would have to give up that child. Think about that, moms. Think about that, moms. She knew one day she would have to give up her child, who she ministered to and took care of, because she knew that child really did not belong to her. Think about that, moms. She came to that place. She had to. And God believed in her. And he knew she would comply. Remember in scripture, she would want to keep Jesus safe and she actually went after him as a mother, not moving in the spirit, but in her flesh. Where is he? Let me take him home. Where's my son? Oh my God. She did want to keep Jesus safe, and she went after him as a mother who was struggling until she really realized, truly, this is the Son of God. I've got to let him go. Or daughter, I've got to let her go. That mom had to release him, and she did. She did completely. She came to that place. I believe God chose her because he knew she would. She would be obedient, no matter how much it hurt. And then standing at the cross, looking up at him, remembering him, moving in her womb. And when he was born, and the moments as he was growing up. As a matter of fact, that baby jumped in her womb when she went to visit her cousin Elizabeth, who was carrying John the Baptist in her womb. The babies were cousins. When the mothers came together, the babies jumped inside of those moms' womb because, well, maybe little did these moms know what that jump really meant, or what would happen. But Mary did know, even though she was his natural mother, Jesus did not belong to her. The little babe, the little boy or girl, does not belong to us entirely. Amen? Can I get an amen?
Amen?
All of us ladies, as mothers, have to realize, even though our children were in our wombs, they do not completely belong to us. That little babe belonged to God the Father and was and is God's holy son. And he belongs to God. She knew that deep down inside. All children belong to God, although he gives them their freedom, and so we are forced to give our children their freedom. She began to understand she had to pick up her own cross. After he was dead, buried, and resurrected, she picked up her own cross and carried it forth. She had to detach herself from the human baby, and she had to step into the womb of the Holy Spirit. For she herself was about to be born again. Instead of looking back, she had to cast her eyes on God and hold on to him. Mothers make sacrifices for their children, sacrifices. From the moment mothers become pregnant, there's a change going on. There could be nauseousness. We need more sleep and we don't start to get it because we're so uncomfortable. There could be heartburn. Or just not being able to get comfortable at all. There's a weakness. Something is developing and growing. Not knowing at first, is it a boy? Is it a girl? But, oh, Mary knew. What will he be like when that baby is born? The mother takes her baby in her arms, and mom begins to cradle that child. Oh, what a safe place for that baby. No better place in the entire world. She cradles that child with love. She takes such good care of that little child by working hard, losing sleep. Her babe becomes her world. She worries, she prays. She begins to correct that growing child. She blesses the baby with prayers. She becomes a natural teacher. God downloaded all of this. But there comes a time when deep down inside her mother's heart, a mother's soul, that her will and emotions knows it's time to let go. But she never forgets her child. Even though he or she is all grown up, there's still her child in her heart. Even when they're adults, there's still a child in her heart. Step aside, Mama. Love from a distance, Mama. Pray, cover, remember, and love. Her love never stops. Her love never ends. In fact, it just keeps growing. God said, "This is love. That I gave my son, my only son, to die, to be beaten and to be mocked, to be crucified, all for you, all for us." Moms and dads have to learn how to give their child away, to give their sons and daughters to the Lord God, to say, "Have your way with my child," and order his or her steps in the way you choose. The best thing we could do is hand them over to God. That may be scary. It was to Mary. But do you believe in God? Jesus said, "You believe in God? Believe also in me. For my Father's house, there are many rooms. Mansions, I go to prepare a place for you." I have to go. You can't hold on me, Mama. You can't hold me back, Mama. I have to go. Like a rose falling on the ground, he took the fall, Jesus, and thought of you above all. Jesus thought of you above all. He thought of you when he took that fall. So he came to earth. He walked on the earth. He did everything he saw his Father doing. And then he died. He saw his death. He knew. But he went forth. Imagine Mary's heart. But she knew he was not hers to own. Her rose was crushed, and so was her heart. Jesus gave his Father his all, his life here on earth, but he knew there was coming a time that his Father was waiting for, the grand celebration of his son being married, having a bride, a time for his son to receive a gift, a bride. The Father loves people, and the Father will give his people to his son, Jesus. Jesus gave, but now the time is coming when he will receive. He will receive all of us, his bride. What a gift that will be to him. The Apostle Paul said, "For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known." 1 Corinthians 13:12. He is coming with a shout. We think, wow, what a day of rejoicing there will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory. I think at the marriage supper of the Lamb, Jesus might be shouting louder than us. What a day that will be when he receives his bride. His bride is his reward. His bride is his reward from all for all the suffering he went through, for everything, for being Jesus. We will be his reward. His reward for all his obedience, suffering, all things will pass away and all things will become new. At a new era of time, and at a wedding, the bride and groom make promises to each other. Well, at the wedding of the Lamb, new promises will be given. And never before, the bride will rejoice, but the groom will dance and rejoice. Jesus will dance. I believe that with my whole heart. And this is the coming from God. And it's taken from the Old Testament. At weddings, the men and the groom dance. And Old Testament weddings, they danced. Jesus will dance. He will be overshadowed with such joy, taken over by such joy and love. Remember how David danced before the Lord. There will be singing. What a choir there will be when we all see Jesus. We will sing and shout the victory. And he will serve us on that day. What? There will be a meal, and it will be for his marriage supper. Luke 24, verse 37 tells us, blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching. Assuredly, I say to you, that he will gird himself, Jesus, and have them sit down, and he will come and serve them. Those who watch attentively for the master's return, you will be served at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Jesus will serve us. Faithfulness will be rewarded. His bride will be rewarded. He will serve that supper. The way he broke that bread on the night before he was taken, arrested. But before he was taken away from them, he was with them and lifted up that bread and broke it. This is my body that will be broken for you. Bread will be served at the house of God, at the marriage feast of the Lamb. In the house of bread, he will give to his bride her portion. That's deep. Deeper than I know that I can see. But he will break that bread and give his bride a portion. People, let us fall deeply in love with him. Deeper and deeper, deeply in love with him. Ask for this. Ask and you shall receive. Give us such a love, Father, for you. Give us such more of a love, more love, Lord God. For Jesus, give us that, Father. We believe that you will if we ask, and we're asking with all of our hearts. We want to love him like never before. God, give me more love for Jesus. We will all have our place in heaven. I go to prepare a place for you. We all right now have our place in the heart of Jesus. That's our place. It's in the heart of Jesus. That's where we live and move and have our being. I go to prepare a place for you. He is preparing a place in our hearts, greater and greater in our hearts for him, and preparing a place for us where he is. And there is a place in his heart for each one of us. I know that's deeper than I understand. People, prepare yourselves for him. Be ready for the Lord's return. That's the place. That's the sanctuary. We will live and move and have our being from that place. Capture it as much as we can now. For now, we know in part. But it will be so grand and so mighty, so much more than we could ever, ever imagine. Yet, only one little particle, a little piece of the grand scale and dimension of the new life of abundance in Christ is all we can feel, is all we can know right now, and probably all we could take. Oh, pick up the crumbs. How much does Jesus love you? From that bread, go pick up those crumbs. God wants to speak to you with new things. Widen the horizon of your soul. He wants to speak to us. He wants to show us things. He told you, I will lay down my life. And when the devil had his way with him, when he was getting whipped and was suffering so, all he went through before the cross, and then the devil saw him hanging on that cross, and the devil saw him taking his last breath. Even his mother saw him take his last breath. And the ground shook, and the atmosphere grew dark, and the atmosphere got so dark, the devil had his way. What a heaviness in the atmosphere, for sure. The devil thought he had his way, but God the Father allowed it. And he allowed it for us. He allowed it for the church. He allowed it for the bride and those to come. Do you want to put the, want to take them out of the water and put them up here? But when he was awakened, Jesus, and came out of the grave, abundant life for each one of us who would fall in love with him was dispersed. I'm going to say that again. Okay, if you could look this way. When he was awakened and came out of the grave, abundant life for each one of us who would fall in love with him was dispersed. Abundant life. Things go wrong in our lives, of course, but there's a place that has been prepared for us here on the earth for our lives to be in a place that even whatever happens, we still rejoice. Right? Those of us that know the love of God, the love of God, we still rejoice. Abundant life was dispersed. The world doesn't have it. It is only for us, those who are engaged to him. In Jesus' wonderful name, abundant life was dispersed. And authority and power over the enemy was distributed to us. Authority and power over the enemy. We've got that. We've got it. All we have to do is believe. God said it, believe it. And when you pray in the spirit, not in the flesh, when you find the vein of prayer in the spirit, the authority and the power is there, and the enemy knows it. And the enemy can't stand the sound, and the enemy can feel the difference. Amen? And the enemy runs. I heard that when we pray, demons are running all over the place. I believe they're screaming. I believe it hurts. Maybe they're getting a little taste of the fire they'll be thrown into. Pray and know that you have authority and know that you have power in your prayers. Your prayers are anointed, and the anointing breaks the yokes. Amen. In Jesus' wonderful name, abundant life was dispersed, and authority and power over the enemy was distributed to the bride, was given over to the bride. Take it, people of God, bride of Christ. Jesus finished the work his Father told him to do. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way. Wait a minute. Above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, laid behind a stone, you lived to die, rejected and alone. Like a rose trampled on the ground, he took the fall and thought of me above all. Like a rose trampled on the ground, he took the fall and thought of me above all. Ladies, come up, please, to the altar. Come up, ladies. Take a rose. Is that all there is? Oh, good. Take a rose and stand here, please. What? Wait. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Yeah. Mike, you could put that song on, please. You can face this way, ladies. Let's face this way.
Yeah. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure.
Rejected and